Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think, right? And it really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the whole team!
This show could not be any bigger than it is today. The Braves are going to the playoffs. There's a big game in Athens tonight. Valdosta State also plays a big game. We'll touch on that. Tons of high school football to get to. College football today as well. This is the number one sports show in the entire state of Georgia, the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch.
Good morning, my co-host. Big football day today. It's on in just a little while.
Listen, before we get into everything, before we jump into high school football, that's where we're going to start. Last week I wasn't here, and so it gave me a chance to kind of take a step back and put into perspective how much I appreciate Kip Branch.
Oh, here we go.
And everything that he does for this show.
Here we go.
And so Kip has no idea this is coming, by the way. He has no clue about what I'm about to do. So it got me thinking how much I appreciated him, and I decided that I'd write Kip Branch a poem.
Oh, boy.
To let him know how much I appreciate him.
Okay, this ought to be good.
And so I've got the poem ready to roll.
All right.
I'm going to get our music bed cued. Or maybe not. Nonetheless, we'll do it like this. Here we go. I am stuck in the 1980s, and my name is Kip Branch. I long for the days of leather jackets and parachute pants.
Actually, it was members-only jackets.
You can keep your DJ Khalid. New Kids on the Block does it for me.
Hey, I went to that concert.
I rest my case. I reminisce about Herschel running over Bates in that game between UGA and Penn State.
Bates played for Tennessee.
How I wish. Just go with this.
All right, I'm going with it.
How I wish Lindsey was still running and that Steve Spurrier would have never come funning and gunning.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Heather Locklear, where have you gone? I wish you could have seen me on the dance floor doing the robot to every David Bowie song.
Hey, I could do the robot back in the day.
My name is Kip Branch and I love 1982. And when the pythons come out, brother, what you gonna do? Joe Montana to Dwight Clark, listening to Depeche Mode in the dark. But now I have something better than 80s hip-hop every Saturday morning sitting across from Jason Bishop.
Wow.
You're welcome.
Wow. How long did it take you to come up with that, man? You just sit down and just pin that out. You are a journalist, so you probably just whipped that right on out, didn't you?
20 minutes.
Depeche Mode. No, man.
Is it Depeche Mode or Depeche?
I didn't listen to him. I don't know.
He tells you that, but really.
I was a Michael Jackson, Prince, New Edition kind of guy.
Did you like your poem?
Yeah, it was good, man. I'm a big New Kids on the Block fan.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Shellen Hogan, and by Golden Isles Pharmacy.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-9961 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-9961.
We'll go ahead and update our Twitter poll from last week so that we can add new questions if necessary. And that question is, will Philip Fulmer be back coaching the Tennessee Volunteers in 2020? 60% of our listening audience says no.
If there's a way that he can do it, he'll figure out a way to do it. You know that. But actually, I think Tennessee is going to surprise us today.
No.
Tennessee is going to play inspired football today. I don't think they're going to win.
Oh, okay.
But I think Florida is in for a fight today.
Well, let's talk about high school football. We'll get into the college football stuff a little later in the show. So last night, I guess really the game of the week in this area was Wayne County at Glenn County at Glenn County Stadium. Really a track meet for this game. Glenn outlasts the Wayne County Yellow Jackets 41-28.
47-35. I mean, you must have wrote this before the deadline came out last night. You might have printed this out before the deadline.
It doesn't matter. They still lost yeah. Wayne County. All right. Camden County takes down Brazos-Kai 48-20. MCA notches their first win of the season in impressive fashion, 32-0 over
Proud
Jenkins County.
Guys.
That's a big win. Jenkins
Proud
County is
guys.
A good football team.
McIntosh has been down. Bradley Warren's come in there. I'm really, really happy for those kids. Those kids played hard in Brunswick last week. The game got away from them, but they played really, really hard, and I am glad to see some results fall their way.
Augusta Prep got blown out by Frederica, 63-0. Tift goes down again. I think that's at least three or four losses now in the early season for Tift. They went down to Parkview 20-7. Coffee defeated Miller Grove 45-0.
What's their record now?
Who?
Coffee. They're 5-0?
They're undefeated, yeah.
Okay, they were only going to win three games, right?
They have exceeded expectations.
Oh, okay. They are overachievers.
Overachievers, Coffee County.
Okay.
It's going to be a long rest of the season for them.
Okay.
Veterans, stunning upset last night over Houston County, 7-2.
I mean, is that a stunning upset in football, or would that be a stunning upset in baseball?
That's a stunning upset in football.
Okay, I'm just asking.
There's your answer. Southwest Macon goes down to Lee County, 56-6. Northside, 33-28 over Baldwin. Valdosta continues to roll, 44-7. Bradwell, 31-0. Winners over Tatnall. Interesting. Statesboro 35-0 over Effingham. New Hampstead, a game that I don't think many people thought they were going to win. They did. They beat Richmond Hill 21-14.
Especially after Richmond Hill's performance in Kingsland last week, giving Camden fits. The New Hampstead Phoenix. The Phoenix go to Richmond Hill and pull out a touchdown victory.
Here's a little spoiler alert, a little precursor. If you don't think South Effingham is for real, they proved it to you last night by beating a very good West Lawrence program 31-30. You might see South Effingham in the Jason Bishop power rankings later in the show.
Oh, you might. I know who we won't see, the Southeast Bullock Yellow Jackets. All right, keep going.
Appling defeats Cook 21-14. Pierce County 10-0 over Bradford, Florida. Benedictine, 77 points on Groves, and they gave up nothing. 77 rocked the final there. Listen to this, high school football fans. Atkinson, 21. Charlton, 20. What in the world's going on with the Indians?
Struggling. First-year coach, Rick McWhorter's gone. Growing pains in Charlton. Atco really beats nobody in football, but they beat Charlton last night.
Irwin in a big game defeats Clinch 14-0. Valwood over Heritage 22-21. Colquitt, big game, 31-14 winners over Warner Robins. Lowndes over Northwestern Miami 48-21.
That's a big game win for Lowndes. Northwestern's a good program, man.
And Liberty rounds out our scores 54-0 over Cross Creek.
Glenn's starting to get that running game together. And they gassed. You were at the game last night. They gassed Wayne County at will with the veer attack. And
at the end of the first half, Glenn had a total of 6 yards passing total at the end of the first half, and they were winning the football game. Glenn ran the ball at will. TJ Lewis at quarterback really looked good running that veer option. We've been waiting kind of to see that. And Wayne County, 2 touchdowns off trick plays and then a long touchdown run accounted for 3 of their touchdowns. The Glenn defense really played well.
I was broadcasting the Brunswick game with your father. And Brunswick, a lot of missed opportunities last night. Drop touchdown passes, missed touchdown passes. Defense didn't even get on the bus.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. Actually, from down here.
Mm-hmm. It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
For over 50 years, Shell and Hogan has provided quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses in and throughout the area. Our expertise ranges from tax management and accounting services to auditing, financial statement preparation to tax planning. Shell and Hogan on St. Simon's at 101 Plantation Chase, 912-638-9031 or online, shellhogan.com.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Summer is here and it's time to get outside and enjoy the warm weather. But you are not the only one that gets outside when it's warm. Our humid climate is a haven for disease-carrying mosquitoes and countless other unwanted pests like the nasty fire ants. Thank goodness for Peachtree Pest Control. They are prepared to defend your home and property from these annoying pests. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700. Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the weekend review.
And here we go. I hate to say this, but Florida Gators got better. Saints, quit complaining about the officials. You can't beat the Rams. Lamar Jackson is a better quarterback than Blake Bortles. Newsflash. Miami Dolphins headed toward a perfect season. USA Basketball, oh dream team, where have you gone? New Orleans, your season is over. You're the Miami Dolphins without Breeze. Mets, go ahead and trade Pete Alonso so he doesn't have to waste his career finishing third in the division. How to Get Along with People in Authority, hosted by Antonio Brown and Jalen Ramsey. Is Marcus Mariota ever supposed to get any better than he was in year one? Gardner Minshew, the next Tom Brady. Gabe Kapler, go ahead and post your resume on Monster.com. You too, Mickey Callaway. I am first in my fantasy league. Hashtag, the champ is here. And these are my thoughts.
My wife just threw a message at me on Facebook Live, and she says, I'm glad you're inside today doing the broadcast.
So that's a reference to the Brunswick High Pirates went down to Camden County yesterday or last night, and the broadcast team, which consists of this gentleman across the studio from me, Kip Branch, and my father, Teddy Bishop, had to broadcast the game from on top of the press box while it was raining at Chris Gillman Stadium, that there was no room to be accommodated for a celebrity like Kip Branch, as well as my father, who, I mean, my dad's pushing 70.
Yeah.
And they had him climbing a ladder.
A little disappointed by that. I don't care where I was at, but I was a little concerned for him, so that bothered me a lot yesterday.
Had him climbing a ladder to get on top of a press box and put him out in the rain.
Yeah.
Welton Coffee. Jason Bishop's not a happy camper this morning.
No, you shouldn't be.
I'm just being honest with you, Welton. We're friends. We're not. I'm not a happy camper. We're going to talk.
And you should.
Yeah, we're going to talk, Welton. And we're friends. We'll have a conversation. High school, college football.
Pick 'em today.
You want to do it? Got awkward, didn't it?
Got kind of awkward because you got a little pointed there, which is good. But a lot of games on the schedule today. Starting off at noon today, Tennessee Volunteers at the Florida Gators. I'm going to take Florida, but don't be surprised, Jason, if Tennessee makes a good showing today.
Well, since Kip has jumped the gun, we can go ahead and cue the bed.
Yep.
There we go.
Yep.
Kip's excited. Notre Dame, Georgia.
Don't be surprised, though, Tennessee plays really well today.
I'll take Florida. Yeah, I agree. Closer game than what many people think. Southern Miss at number 2, Alabama.
Blowout.
Yeah, agreed. 23 Cal at Ole Miss.
I like Ole Miss in this game. Cal's traveling all the way across country in that 90-degree heat. I like the Rebs.
You and I are on the same page there. Number 4, LSU at Vanderbilt.
I'm going to tell you this, LSU. You're good, but Vanderbilt, they're going to put up a fight today. You're going to win the football game, but Vandy's going to put up a fight.
Number 11, Michigan at number 13, Wisconsin. I'm taking the Badgers at home.
I am too, but I don't know why, because Wisconsin's one of these teams, when you put faith in them, they let you down. I'm taking the Badgers too.
Miami of Ohio at number 6, Ohio State.
Ohio State.
Rivalry game.
Okay. All right.
15, Central Florida at Pitt. Central Florida blows out Pitt.
This will be a good gauge for where Central Florida is. Pitt, you know, they're not a bad program, but if Central Florida blows them out, I'll start maybe
this will be a good gauge for Central Florida. Like, you don't know that they're good?
I think they're a decent program. Man. I don't think they're elite.
Get out of here with that.
Okay.
Whatever. SMU at 25, TCU.
I'll take TCU.
Number 8, Auburn at Texas A&M, 17. I'll take the Aggies.
I'll take the Aggies, too. I want to see Bo Nix, how he does on the road in front of 100,000 screaming Aggies. And I think Texas A&M is going to win that game.
22, Washington at BYU.
I'll take the Huskies. They struggle a little bit, but I think they'll go on the road and get BYU.
Old Dominion at 21, Virginia.
This is a team you better watch out for in the ACC. I mean, Clemson's head and shoulders above everybody else.
And then Virginia.
I think they're the second best team in the ACC.
We're on the same page. 16, Oregon at Stanford.
I'll take Oregon.
Yeah, Oregon's better. Charlotte at Clemson, number 1, Clemson.
Who scheduled this game?
Clemson.
Okay, this is going to be ugly.
Oklahoma State at number 12, Texas. It's an interesting game. I'll take Texas in a close one.
I'll take Texas too, but I almost went the other way on that one.
Number 7, Notre Dame at number 3, UGA. There's a Georgia's a 14-point favorite in a top 10 matchup. This game will not be close. Notre Dame gets run out of the building.
I think Georgia wins, but doesn't cover.
Okay.
That's
fine.
Yeah.
I mean, you're entitled to your own.
Yeah, I've still got some of that Mark Richt post-traumatic stress syndrome. And until they go out and actually win these games like they're supposed to, I've still got that little bit of, you know, that stuff creeping in there.
Colorado at 24, Arizona State. I'll take Arizona State.
I'll take Arizona State, too.
UCLA at 19, Washington State. UCLA is a mess. Washington State continues to add fuel to that fire.
Chip Kelly, hottest name in coaching a few years ago. Look at him now. I'll take Washington State.
Kentucky in the SEC, Kentucky at Mississippi State.
I'm going to take Kentucky in this football game. I think they're a better coached football team, kind of equally matched. I'll take Kentucky on the road.
I'll take Kentucky as well. South Carolina at Mizzou. This is a must-win for both of these schools. They've got to get this game.
I think South Carolina needs it more than Missouri. Missouri's on probation. They're not going to a bowl game this year. South Carolina really needs this football game. I'm going to go with the Gamecocks. They need it more.
San Jose State at Arkansas.
Arkansas, but these are the kind of games Arkansas loses.
In the ACC, the games that are interesting, because most of those games in the ACC are yawners. Good Lord, conference, get better. Louisville at Florida State.
I'm picking Louisville.
Oh, you did it. You pulled the trigger.
I'm picking Louisville to beat Florida State. Florida State is an absolute dumpster fire, and it's just, you're pouring gasoline on it every day. It's a mess in Tallahassee. Louisville looked okay against Notre Dame. I think they go to Tallahassee and win.
App State at North Carolina.
North Carolina.
I'm taking Florida State at home, by the way.
Okay.
And finally, to round everything out, Central Michigan at Miami.
I'll take the Canes.
Valdosta State at West Alabama. Or West Alabama at Valdosta State.
I'll take the Blazers.
I'll take the defending national champion Blazers. Good segment.
Good segment.
Coming up after the break, we'll hear from Kip Branch in his world-famous now butthurtless segment.
I got two baseball teams, a professional football team, a college basketball team, and an individual.
We're going to throw on the Twitter question of the week. Are the Florida Gators better with Kyle Trask at quarterback?
There's a reason he was a backup quarterback.
I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt. So sexy it hurts.
The two biggest studs in the South. The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
You have known Fox's Pizza downtown for their mouth-watering pizza for years, but don't forget about what's on tap either. With a full selection of craft and independent beers, Fox's Pizza downtown should be your first and only choice to come in and unwind. Boss Tweed, M43 from Old Nation Brewing Company, and so many more. So stop on in at the corner of Newcastle and Gloucester and enjoy some great food, beer, and people. 912-265-4490 for call ahead, online at foxespizzadowntown.com, and keep up with specials on Facebook. When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. C-Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, C-Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in C-Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at cpalmscoastalrealty.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The Camden County Wildcats stayed perfect last night, downing Brunswick 48-20, 5-0 for the Wildcats. The Pirates fell to 1-3 on the season. The Knights of Frederica even their record at 2-2 after woodshedding Augusta Prep 63-0. Glenn outlasted Wayne in a track meet 41-28 to knock the Yellow Jackets from the ranks of the unbeaten. And congrats to MCA winning their first game of the year and doing it in impressive fashion over Jenkins County 32-0. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
We'll get into the segment of the butt hurt segment for Kip Branch in just a moment. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch and the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Peachtree Pest Control, M&B Liquors, and by Georgia Sea Grill.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simon. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open daily at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, GeorgiaSeaGrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
And so now that interactive segment, so Kip claims.
Interactive.
So Kip claims, which is really a hostile takeover of the show. The Kip Branch Butthurt segment starts now.
Number five this week on the Butthurt list, Jason, the Detroit Tigers. 108 losses. They're going to get to that magical 110 loss threshold before the season's over. 110 losses in a baseball season is absolutely awful.
Misery.
It is misery. You're talking about a team that's, you know, had a couple of World Series appearances in the last,
recently,
you know, decade or so. So, Tigers are hurting right now. At least they'll have a number one pick in the upcoming draft next year. Number four on the butt hurt list this week. There's an old song that used to be, I think, in the 1970s called Slip Sliding Away. You remember that song?
No.
Well, that's the Chicago Cubs right now. It's Slip Sliding Away, and they are falling deeper and deeper out of that last wild card spot in the National League. And here's a team that for a lot of this season led the National League Central Division.
The Cubs are currently two games out of the last wild card spot behind Milwaukee, who doesn't have Christian Yelich.
Right. And the Cubs, it would be a major, major disappointment if they don't make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and they spent a lot of money in the offseason. They went out and got a closer at the deadline who's like 0-5 right now.
And on the IL most of the season since they've signed him.
So, Chicago Cubs. Number three on the butt hurt list, the New Orleans Saints. Drew Brees is out, and you've gone from a Super Bowl contender to looking at mock drafts, top 10 picks in the mock drafts coming up. That is what you have done to New Orleans Saints. Your 40-year-old quarterback has a thumb issue, and he's going to be out 6 or 8 weeks, and I don't see you winning any ball games in that window. Do you?
Without Drew Brees, that team's not good.
No, they're not good. And it was painfully obvious out there with Teddy Bridgewater at quarterback. You muster up 9 points in a football game. That's Jaguar-esque right there.
I'm going to tell you something, fantasy owners that own Alvin Kamara, without Drew Brees there to help, might want to think about ditching that guy.
Mm. Number two on the butt hurt list this week, Jason, do you hear this in the studio? You hear that knock?
I hear the knock. Who's there? Is that what you want me to
do? The NCAA's at the door for the Kansas Jayhawk basketball program. That's who's at the door. Sanctions are coming. Proud basketball program about to get smacked in the face by the NCAA. I mean, college basketball really is a mess. With all these handlers and things like that, AAU basketball, it's a mess, and it's a lot worse than any sport that's out there with money being handed out and stuff like that. In Kansas, you're going to get popped for it, and you're one of the big dogs in the country.
You're a blue blood.
The NCAA has just set up shop in Lawrence, Kansas, though. They've bought all available office space. It's about to be on there. Number one on the butt hurt list this week.
Number one.
Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
What an idiot.
Good Lord.
What an idiot. You go from being the top two or three wide receiver in all of football, and now you're just stupid.
Your career's over.
Your career's over. Your ego got the best of you. You should be in jail. Of all the things that are probably going to come out are true, you should be in jail, and you deserve to be in jail if you're proven guilty. You're an egomaniac, and you know you deserve everything that's happened to you right now. You tried to ruin the locker room in Pittsburgh. You tried your best to ruin the Oakland Raiders, and you went to the New England Patriots, and the man, Bill Belichick, said, "We're not putting up with this circus. Bye. See ya. Get out of here." Antonio Brown, you're number one on the butt hurt list because you're just simply an idiot.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Sea Palms Coastal Realty, by Nat's Landing, and by Southern Hardware.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us at 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
You can keep your DJ Khalid. New Kids on the Block does it for me.
New Kids on the Block.
Words of Kip Branch.
July, I went to a concert down there. My wife bought me tickets, surprised me with them. Salt and Pepper was there. I mean, it was Debbie Gibson was there. Tiffany was there. It was kind of like an 80s reunion tour.
You were right at home.
The mixtape tour is what it was called.
You were right at home. Our Twitter question of the week, are the Florida Gators better with Kyle Trask at quarterback? You can find that at Twitter, Bishop_show. Go vote.
Let me ask you this, Jason.
All right, ask me.
Dan Mullen's paid how much money? $5-7 million to win football games at Florida?
Mm-hmm.
Do you absolutely believe that Felipe Franks was not the best quarterback on that roster, according to their head coach?
Yes. I don't think Felipe Franks is the best quarterback. I don't think Felipe Franks was ever the best quarterback on that roster. I think he was the most talented, but not the best.
So you're sitting here saying, from Mr. Radio Announcer, you're sitting here saying that Dan Mullen is not going to put who he thinks is the best quarterback on the field for his program.
Dan Mullen put the most talented quarterback on the field with the most upside. Kyle Trask is a better quarterback than Felipe Franks.
Well, we'll see.
Felipe's got more talent, but Trask is better.
There's a reason people are backup quarterbacks, and there's a reason people are starting quarterbacks. And see, you know, you're sitting up here, instead of writing poems, you should do some research on the mindset of head football coaches. They're paid to win football games. And when that paycheck's in jeopardy, don't think for one second they're not going to play who they think is the best player on their team at a certain position.
Felipe Franks was the most talented. Kyle Franks was the best.
Kyle Franks. Or Kyle Trask.
Whatever his name is.
Okay. All right, man. You going to write a poem about that during the break? You probably can pin one out in about 30 seconds.
I am talented.
Okay.
I am talented. I'm a good writer.
Yeah. Steve Spurrier probably, I don't know. Kyle Trask, though, we'll see what he's made of. You know, Kentucky played a soft zone defense and let him have everything he wanted underneath, and he threw the ball short, completed some passes. So we'll see if Tennessee presses them receivers today and makes him have to sit in the pocket and find somebody.
On the other side of the break, Jason Bishop's high school football power rankings.
Awesome.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for the Southeast. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, SouthernHardwareInc.com, 912-267-7992.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
For over 50 years, Shell and Hogan has provided quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses in and throughout the area. Our expertise ranges from tax management and accounting services to auditing, financial statement preparation to tax planning. Shell and Hogan on St. Simon's at 101 Plantation Chase, 912-638-9031 or online, shellhogan.com.
Guys, we all screw up from time to time, and that is why Cunningham Jewelers has our back. No matter your budget, they've got you covered. The perfect anniversary gift is right here at Cunningham Jewelers. Does she have a birthday around the corner? Cunningham Jewelers offers gift items, engraving, and so much more. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
Trap, trap money, penny. This shit got me in my feelings. Gotta be real with it.
That song's not from the 1980s.
No, that's recently.
Mm-hmm. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers and by Fox's Pizza.
You have known Fox's Pizza downtown for their mouth-watering pizza for years, but don't forget about what's on tap either. With a full selection of craft and independent beers, Fox's Pizza downtown should be your first and only choice to come on in. And I'm wine. Boss Tweed, M43 from Old Nation Brewing Company, and so many more. So stop on in at the corner of Newcastle and Gloucester Street and enjoy some great food, beer, and people. 912-265-4490. Call ahead for online orders. Online at foxespizza.com and keep up with specials on Facebook. Their baked ziti there, we call that in all the time. That baked ziti there is the bomb. It's good. And they give you a lot, too.
It's a good place, period. All good the food place. Is good at Fox's Pizza, downtown Brunswick.
It is a good place to go. They have some good food. Underrated food, by the way. Very good.
It is now time for the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
Awesome.
So keep in mind, last week I wasn't here, but I did make a list last week just to keep everything in tow. So the week from last year, or the...
He's flustered. He's writing poems today. He's trying to figure out a poem.
The list from last week, yeah. Really quick. Number 10, Wayne County. Number 9, Appling. Number 8, Toombs. 7, South Effingham. 6, Pierce. 5, Camden. 4, Jeff Davis. 3, Coffee. 2, Lowndes. 1, Valdosta. That's last week.
I didn't get that. I didn't get that poll till like 2 days ago from last week.
Whatever.
Okay, go ahead.
And so now this week we start the high school football rankings according to Jason Bishop. Top 10. At number 10, checking in, Toombs County.
Toombs County.
At number 9, coming off a huge win over Clinch, Irwin County checks in at number 9.
At How is Irwin County checking in at any poll at number nine? They're number one ranked team in Class A in Georgia. How are they checking in at number nine in somebody's poll?
They're checking in at number nine in my poll. They had a big win against Clinch.
They've had a big win every week. How are they just checking in at nine?
Well, they're
like 2 weeks ago they were like six.
Well, and, you got it. You know, they've only played three games. What do you want me to do?
Wow.
You
okay.
Know, credit people for not playing every week.
Oh my goodness.
That's not how it works here.
Oh, they're gonna check in on a poll. They're the number one ranked team in the state. But they're checking in on this poll. Oh, go ahead, my bad.
They're ranked at number nine and ranked ahead of them at number eight, Applin County.
Applin County. Are they still undefeated?
They're undefeated at 4-0, and also undefeated at number seven, the South Effingham Mustangs.
The Mustangs.
Big win over West Lawrence last night.
The Mustangs are in a poll.
Number six, Pierce County.
Pierce won 10-0. Wow, that must have been a good defensive team they played, according to scores earlier. Who's number five?
Number five, falling down one spot because they didn't play, Jeff Davis.
Oh, so Irwin falls out when they don't play. Jeff Davis falls one spot when they play. Okay, I
Irwin's got played three games.
See, I'm looking for the consistency.
There, it's right there in front of you.
The consistency there is questionable at best.
No.
Yeah.
At number four, the Camden County Wildcats.
Yeah, they looked pretty good on offense last night, but that defense got some holes in it, especially in that secondary. They got to shore some things up.
At number three, undefeated, the Coffee County Trojans.
The 3-7 Coffee County Trojans, right?
I might have been wrong about them going 3-7. It's possible.
It's possible. It's in black and white on paper. You were wrong. I mean, so Coffee's going to be around. They're going to be a tough team. I'm anxious to see how they do when they play a team like Valdosta.
And number two in the Jason Bishop High School Football Power Rankings, the Lowndes County Vikings.
The Lowndes County Vikings, which are, they're two in just about a lot of polls. One or two or three, they're one of the best teams in the state.
And the number one team in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Valdosta Wildcats.
Valdosta is a machine right now. I agree with that, but
so let's recap. Number 10. Toombs, 9, Irwin, 8, Appling, 7, South Effingham, 6, Pierce, 5, Jeff Davis, 4, Camden, 3, Coffee, 2, Lowndes, and 1, Valdosta.
See, I've got questions about three teams in this poll.
Okay, go.
I got questions on why Irwin County is ranked so low, okay?
They're inside the top 10. I mean, there's hundreds of schools.
I'm just, you know, by the criteria that you use, Irwin County should be ranked higher because they're a single-A team, I guess. You see, the issue with you, man, and our listeners point this out to me when I see him on the street. They say, this Jason Bishop guy, instead of sitting around writing poems in his spare time, he should be studying the parameters in which he polls teams in. Another team I have a question mark about is the South Effingham Mustangs. They're undefeated. I get it.
Okay.
But number seven. And then number five, Jeff Davis. They
also
didn't play last week.
Teams, also undefeated.
Teams that don't play in your poll that are undefeated have dropped out in previous weeks, but they dropped one spot. Well, you've been spending some time in Hazelhurst?
Well, sometimes that happens.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I mean, those are the questions.
Jeff Davis has won four games. Irwin's won three games. What do you want me to do? Irwin needs to play more.
I mean, the schedule is the schedule.
The schedule's the schedule. And again, here's a disclaimer. I'm not saying that Team X can beat Team Y because Team X is ranked ahead of Team Y. All I'm saying is that Team X, if they're ranked ahead of Team Y, it's because they have done better within the schedule that they're playing. Doesn't mean they can beat the team that's above or below them.
And obviously, a bye week is treated the same as a loss. Unless you're Jeff Davis because you only drop one spot. Other teams will buys drop completely out of the poll. But other than that, we'll work on that as we
just
move forward.
No, just because you don't play doesn't mean that you're going to drop.
Obviously, if you go back and look at the history of your power rankings, teams that have bye weeks either don't get in the poll or they drop out of the poll because they didn't play.
That's not always the case.
Well, obviously, it's not always the case because this week, Jeff Davis only dropped one spot.
That's right. They only dropped. They didn't play. Camden was ranked below them.
Okay.
Camden had an impressive win over Brunswick, and they moved up.
Irwin was in the poll higher a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, Irwin at one point was five.
Had a bye week. They dropped completely out of the poll, and then they beat.
And now they're back
in. They beat the defending state champions 14-0, and yet they creep back in the poll at number nine.
Exactly.
Consistency, man. That's all I'm looking for with this.
And that's what I'm giving you. Irwin County has played a pretty well on their schedule to this point, and so they're ranked inside the top 10.
Okay. They should be ranked a little higher, but...
Who should they be ranked ahead of?
They should be ranked ahead of Appling and Appling, Southeast, South Effingham, and Jeff Davis.
All of those teams have won more games than Irwin County.
They should be at least six in this poll.
Those teams ahead of them have won more games.
When are one-loss teams that are actually better than undefeated teams going to be factored into
this
poll?
Here's what I'll tell you about that. Don't lose.
Obviously.
Don't lose.
Okay.
This isn't based on, you're a premier program. This is a fair and unbiased poll based upon all the schools that have done what they do. It's the most fair ranking system there is in the state.
You drop teams out on bye weeks, man. Fix it.
You have known Fox's Pizza downtown for their mouth-watering pizza for years, but don't forget about what's on tap either. With a full selection of craft and independent beers, Fox's Pizza downtown should be your first and only choice to come in and unwind. Boss Tweed, M43 from Old Nation Brewing Company, and so many more. So stop on in at the corner of Newcastle and Gloucester and enjoy some great food, beer, and people. 912-265-4490 for call ahead, online at foxespizzadowntown.com, and keep up with specials on Facebook.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The Camden County Wildcats stayed perfect last night, downing Brunswick 48-20, 5-0 for the Wildcats. The Pirates fell to 1-3 on the season. The Knights of Frederica evened their record at 2-2 after woodshedding Augusta Prep 63-0. Glenn outlasted Wayne in a track meet 41-28 to knock the Yellow Jackets from the ranks of the unbeaten. And congrats to MCA winning their first game of the year and doing it in impressive fashion over Jenkins County 32-0. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Those are good movies. That franchise, good movies.
How appropriate the Mission Impossible theme plays in a show where I'm trying to pull Kit Branch out of the 1980s.
I mean, you talk about the 80s more than I do. I mean, you write poems about it. I mean.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Georgia Farm Bureau and by Pristine Water.
Yes, we all know Pristine Water for its unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles, but did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and pristine Master Roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water. 912-264-9233-166 Key Circle Drive.
The Atlanta Braves are going to the playoffs. They are probably going to get the St. Louis Cardinals in the first round. That scares Kip. I'm not really worried about the Cardinals, but
Cardinals are a team, man, that somehow they just hang around and hang around and hang around, and before you know it, they're playing in the National League Championship Series. That's what they do.
Who would you rather play, the Cardinals or the Cubs? Obviously, on paper, the Cubs have the better team. They have the better roster. They have more talent on that team than what the Cardinals have.
Cardinals are a better team. Cubs have better talent.
Cubs aren't going to make the playoffs if they're not careful.
Slip sliding away. That's the theme for the Chicago Cubs right now.
So I think this is what I see, right? Write this down.
Okay.
The Washington Nationals are going to end up with the number one wild card seed.
Right.
It's not going to matter who's going to win the second one because the Nationals are going to trot out Max Scherzer. Game over.
That's the great thing about baseball. In a one-game scenario, you got to make plays. You got to throw. You got to hit. You got to catch. And anything can happen in one game as it relates to baseball.
Except when you trot out Max Scherzer.
Well, you know, The Brewers hit the long ball as good as anybody. So, you know, one game is one game. He could be off that day.
Okay, so if the Nationals, write this down, if the Nationals win, they'll get the Dodgers. The Braves will get the Cardinals. That Nationals-Dodgers series, that's a five-game series. They're going to pitch each other to death.
Yeah, and I don't like the fact that the rotation for the Nationals won't be set with Scherzer at the top unless they choose not to go with him in the wild card game. They have enough confidence to roll out another one of those starters in the wild card game and then have him available for game one in the division series.
Strasburg or Corbin?
I don't know about that, man. Strasburg, every time I see him pitch, he gets knocked around. Most of the time it's against the Braves. But the Nationals, Dodgers, you would certainly think the Dodgers are too deep in their rotation for the Nationals and the Braves and the Cardinals. That's how it would start up today.
So at the end of the day, you'll have the Dodgers play the wild card, probably the Nationals. The Braves play the Cardinals. I think the Braves get through the Cardinals. I think the Dodgers get through the Nationals. And then you have that series that, as a Braves fan, you've known this.
Right.
From day one of the season, that if you're going to go to the World Series, you're going to have to go through the Dodgers, and they embarrassed you last postseason, last October. But this is a different Braves team that was in the postseason from last year. This team is way, way better.
So are the Dodgers, I believe.
I don't think they're as good.
We'll see. In the American League, you got the Yankees and the Astros on a collision course. That's probably going to happen. And you got the Braves probably and the Dodgers on a collision course. And can the Braves beat any of those three teams? That's the question I'm asking right now.
Nobody's beating the Astros.
Can the Braves, they won't beat the Astros, can they beat the Dodgers or the Yankees?
Well, it wouldn't matter about them beating the Yankees if they're having to play the Astros.
Well, can they beat any of those three teams?
I think they can beat the Dodgers. I think they can beat the Yankees. Nobody's beating the Astros.
Okay. The Astros are loaded. They're good. So the Braves, having a great season, they still may not be one of the top three teams in baseball. But they're the National League East champions, back-to-back champions. Good celebration last night. Ronald Acuna hit his 40th home run. Donaldson and Freddie are right on the 40 home run threshold, so that would be something to have three guys in your lineup that hit 40 home runs.
Atlanta's going to offer Josh Donaldson a contract, and Riley's not going to be the third baseman, at least by next year. They might move him to the outfield. But NFL games, Dolphins, Cowboys, Bengals, Bills, Lions, Eagles, Jets, Patriots, Falcons, Colts, Raiders, Vikings, Ravens, Chiefs, Broncos, Packers, Panthers, Cardinals, Giants, Bucks, Saints, Seahawks, Texans, Chargers, Steelers, 49ers, Rams, Browns, Bears, Redskins.
The Miami Dolphins have a good shot of going 0-16.
And I hope they do.
You hope they do?
Yes.
You don't like the Dolphins?
I could care less. I could take the Dolphins, leave them, or take them. It doesn't matter to me. But I like history. I like perfection. That Detroit Lion team that went 0-16 not very long ago.
That got him Matthew Stafford.
I was rooting for them to go 0-16 because there's nothing better than they could have done. There's no room for error. No one can do any worse or any better than 0-16, depending on how you look at it.
The Dolphins, man, they're in the... If they get the number one pick and go 0-16, who did they draft with that pick?
Tua.
I think Tua. I don't know, man. God, they're probably thinking, man, why can't we go 0-16 a couple of years from now so we can get Trevor Lawrence? But they're not probably as excited about Tua as they would be Trevor Lawrence, you think?
So if you're the Dolphins and you don't really want Tua, do you have to draft him? I would trade down.
Trade down and get picks?
Yep.
That'd be interesting.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for the Southeast. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, southernhardwareinc.com, 912-267-7992.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Summer is here and it's time to get outside and enjoy the warm weather. But you are not the only one that gets outside when it's warm. Our humid climate is a haven for disease-carrying mosquitoes and countless other unwanted pests like the nasty fire ants. Thank goodness for Peachtree Pest Control. They are prepared to defend your home and property from these annoying pests. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons.
drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com. Guys, we all screw up from time to time, and that is why Cunningham Jewelers has our back. No matter your budget, they've got you covered. The perfect anniversary gift is right here at Cunningham Jewelers. Does she have her birthday around the corner? Cunningham Jewelers offers gift items, engraving, and so much more. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
For over 50 years, Shell and Hogan has provided quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses in and throughout the area. Our expertise ranges from tax management and accounting services to auditing, financial statement preparation, to tax planning. Shell and Hogan on St. Simon's at 101 Plantation Chase. 912-638-9031 or online shellhogan.com.